Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Susan Retz is with us this morning. She's a part of the Produce in the Park activities every Thursday night, coming up tonight, as a matter of fact.
Yes, it is, and we're really excited about it because it is actually the Produce in the Park that falls during National Farmers Market Week.
Tell me about Produce in the Park and the preparations each week. It's harrowing doing something once, but having to plan each week for something different. That's got to be busy.
It is a challenge, and we've been blessed with a wonderful market manager. Emily Paulson is working with us this year, along with our many, many, many volunteers. The Chamber helps us a lot. The Cass County Local Food organization also helps us, and we've got about 50 different individuals and organizations who take part in Produce in the Park. So it involves a setup component, which is always fun. Kind of everyone shuffles in and takes a bit to find their places and set things up. It's kind of like the circus coming to town.
Minus the tent. Well, no, you do have tents.
Only it's all vegetables and great crafts and food.
Well, farmers markets have been around forever. As long as any of us can remember, there have been farmers markets. Our folks, our grandparents have taken us to farmers markets, but they have changed with the times, and Produce in the Park is a great example of that.
Yes, it is. There was a time, you know, when we all just went out to our gardens, picked our vegetables, and that was it. And then we kind of got a little bit more into commercial foods, buying from the supermarket and so forth. So the farmers markets are kind of a return to our roots. And they actually put us, the consumers, closer to the people who are really growing our food. An interesting statistic that I saw is that the amount of time that it takes to get your fresh produce from the grocery store, there's something like 13 days from the time it's picked until the time you actually pick it up in the grocery store. From a farmer at a farmer's market, it's usually about half a day because everybody's scrambling the morning of to pick the produce that's in season that very day.
Well, you even see trends along those lines within grocery stores themselves. There are a lot of grocery stores that are trying to buy, especially produce, they're trying to buy their fruits and vegetables as local as they can to get them there as quickly as they can because that's what the public wants.
Which is absolutely fantastic. You know, it helps support our local economy. There's no reason that we here in Iowa need to be buying, you know, carrots from California during the season when we're growing them. We want to support our local people, and it really helps support our farmers, too. The produce growing is kind of a new way that a lot of young people are getting into the farming, and it's an entry position that also helps support the community, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and some fruits and vegetables, they age a little better, but like take sweet corn, for example. It's best the day it's picked, period.
Yeah. We in Iowa know you need to eat sweet corn the day it's picked or you might as well throw it out. And there's no way to do that at a grocery store, you know, a farmer's market or direct buy at a farm stand is the way to go if you don't have it in your backyard.
You bet. Well, I know you've got some numbers and things with you there, too, but is there a growing segment of the population becoming more and more aware of local farmers markets?
I think so. I believe that one of the things that's helping that is that many of the farmers markets accept a lot of alternative payments. For example, we take at Produce in the Park SNAP dollars. We also have the coupons that the seniors can use with the EBT, even the electronic banking. So, you know, if you're used to participating in WIC or a senior nutrition program, you can use your cards with several of the vendors at Produce in the Park.
There are more options. It's more convenient.
It's lots more convenient and it's lots more fun.
At an event like Produce in the Park, do you get lots of feedback from the consumers?
We do. You know, another one of those statistics that I thought was incredibly interesting is that when you go to a farmer's market, you are much more socially involved. Everybody is. You know, you talk to each person that you buy from. You get to talk to the neighbor who's standing next to you, who's buying tomatoes at the same time you are. And I think the statistical number is something like 13 different interactions that you have at a farmer's market as compared to one or two at the grocery store.
So it's not just the feedback that you get from consumers from an organizational standpoint. The individual producers, those that are bringing produce, bringing products to market, they're getting that direct feedback too.
They do too, and they'll tailor what they bring based on what the consumers of their products are telling them. So if somebody tells them, I don't like my zucchini, 2 feet long, I like the little baby ones, they'll come next week and there will be little baby ones probably waiting in a bag with their name on it. So it's really fun. If you got a special recipe and you need something special, talk to the farmers and they will tailor what they bring for you.
One of the neat things about a farmer's market too is in a way it can be a bit of a scavenger hunt because you're never looking at the same things week after week. Growing seasons vary. When you can harvest certain things vary. So there's always something a little different.
It's fun. It's exciting, and you sort of get a feel for the seasons, too. You know, you walk through the farmer's market, and you can tell what time of year it is by what's on the farmer's tables. Spring, you're going to see the peas and the asparagus. You know, this time of year, we've got the cucumbers, the tomatoes, the corn, all of those things that we love for summer. So it's an exciting time.
You know, when we think of farmers markets, we tend to think of old school. It's kind of, it's not tied to all this technology that we know. It's just something right there that we can go and visit. But it kind of is tied to technology because there's so many support systems. The state of Iowa has great online resources to find different farmers markets and to be of an assist. There's a national site for these types of things. So it's really old school, but still plugged in.
Absolutely. And you can plug in to our local farmers market through Facebook. Always can email us or go to our website. But it's a nice melding of low tech and high tech. You know, you get the best of both worlds.
Now, there are some people who maybe haven't visited a farmers market in a while who are saying, yes, but Susan, boy, to go to a farmer's market, you have to pay a premium to get all that stuff. Prices are competitive, aren't they?
They're very competitive. And again, it's really kind of easy to go to Produce in the Park. There's tons of parking. It's located in the Atlantic City Park. So there is parking on a couple of sides. There's public parking in plentiful amounts right across the street. And the other thing is it's usually cooler in the park than any place else on the face of the map in Cass County, because we get those high trees, lots of shade, nice little breeze blowing through. And many times people have commented to me that it's so much cooler than what they thought it would be.
Well, another neat thing, you're getting a little bit of an education sometimes, too. It can be an educational experience to go to a farmer's market because you've got that firsthand ability with the producer and the consumer face-to-face. But in addition, it's a family event. So sometimes the kids are starting to learn about some of these things maybe a little earlier than they would otherwise.
Well, and we facilitate that, too. We actually have kids' activities, and you talked about a scavenger hunt earlier, when you go to a farmer's market. We actually have scavenger hunts for the kids to encourage them to go visit the different producers, look for, such and such a vegetable, and interview the farmer if they want to ask questions. The kids get a little coupon to go ahead and buy some produce if they complete the scavenger hunt. So we've got a number of kids who look forward to coming every week, in addition to our weekly children's activities. And then we also have some other educational activities that rotate on a weekly basis. We have a guest chef every week, so the people who come to the market can sample what it tastes like to use some of the produce in a recipe.
So maybe the days of the old jokes of the kids taking, when mom and dad aren't looking, taking the vegetables off their plates and handing them to the dog, maybe that's all gone because they've learned it's not actually kind of good.
I think now the kids might be putting more vegetables on their plates. So we'll see. And I think the dogs like them too now. So
hey, nothing wrong with a colorful plate. They tell us that's the best way to eat. Lots of color.
Eat a rainbow.
Yeah, there you go. Excellent. Produce in the park. And there are many other farmers markets in other communities around here. It seems like it's about every community has their own style of farmer's market. There's another regular weekly farmer's market here in Atlantic, so you have some options in addition to the produce in the park opportunity. But that is coming up tonight in the Atlantic City Park. I say tonight, it's really late this afternoon.
Yeah, it starts at 4:30 and it runs until 6:30. So you can come early or you can come after you're finished with work. Some great opportunities to pick up dinner if you don't want to cook. The Knights of Columbus have a wonderful stand where they provide brats and hot dogs, some great sirloin burgers. We have a lot of people who just stop by for takeout.
It's easy to make dinner when somebody else is making it for you, right?
Absolutely.
And you don't have to do the cleanup. That's the best part. So, yeah, make sure you stop on by. And if you haven't been, why not swing on by? It doesn't take much time, as Susan mentioned. It's shady. It's comfortable. You'll see your friends there anyway. And you might pick up a few helpful tips. Some of those folks will even tell you how to prepare something you're not sure about.
Absolutely. And we've got some great things going on in honor of National Farmers Market Week and Atlantic's 150th birthday. MLS Realtors are going to be giving away free, that's right, free ice cream. And a couple of our vendors are going to be giving away the toppings to go on the ice cream. The Master Gardeners are going to do a little sample of a sweet, you know, to go along with the ice cream. So if it's warm, you can cool off with a nice little cool taste of that. We'll be having bingo hosted by the Atlantic Public Library. We're even going to have some live music by Paul Fay and Josh Daniels, and an activity by the Ag Arts doing a mosaic.
Very good. Lots of good stuff coming up tonight. So make sure you swing on by if you haven't been yet or if you haven't been in a while. There's still lots of time, though. Season's not hardly over.
No, we go until the end of September. So the last Thursday of September is our closing date for produce in the park.
Summer goes by fast, doesn't it?
Too fast.
Especially when you're enjoying all the good stuff. Well, Susan, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Hope everybody enjoys and celebrates and remembers that it is National Farmers Market Week. There are lots of options out there for you.
There are. Thank you for inviting me.